Oh, come on and bless the name of the Lord. Oh, come on and bless the name of the Lord. Help me sound an alarm in this house. Every devil on your track, on your trail needs to know the day is the end. I won't see you again. Come on, somebody, and give God a praise. Somebody got to tell the devil today is the end and I won't see you again. I say, devil, today is the end and I'm not going to see you. Oh my God, one more time, because he gets a hearing problem sometimes. Sometimes he gets Alzheimer's. Sometimes he gets senile. Sometimes he gets a little dementia. But for his hearing problem, we going to say it again. Devil, today is the end and I'm not going to see you. Come on and clap those hands. Come on and clap those hands for the Lord. It's so much fire in here. It's so much power in here. It's so much anointing is here. Glory is here because God is here. Hallelujah. If you can be seated, be seated. Because after you get up again, I ain't going to tell you to sit down. Come on, somebody. This is your introduction to sit down. Thank you for coming out. Glory be to God. I hear that folks got up at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. I hear folks are just on the road, gassed up. I heard folks was in the park and I just sitting. We're just sitting. Hallelujah. We just didn't know what to do. We just here at the church. Well, let's go down to the store and come back. So the next time you get up again, I ain't going to tell you sit down no more. Because I know what it took for breakthrough for me. When I heard something that triggered my situation, I said, that's me, Jesus. Standing up sometimes just mean that's me. Come on, somebody. If it ain't you, you can say it's mine. Hey! Glory be to God. You ain't got to always be going through. You may need something. Oh, come on. Let's get that straight. You ain't got to always have something going on. You know, what's happening? No, nothing is happening. I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen. Sometimes you're just blessed like that. Hallelujah. This is my home church, Houston Revival Center. Who would ever known that I would be standing up here 3 years ago when I said I was leaving the first year and I said I was going to leave the second year and the youth director. They love my kids more than they love me. And the church didn't show me no love. The kids was getting all the love. So the youth department kept me here. And about a third year, my pastor had a dream. Come on, somebody. Amen. He didn't have a dream, but I called it. He had a dream. He woke up. And I thank God, because we're pulling things together as unity. And we're learning together what the body is all about. You better say amen to that. Amen. And if I got to tell you which way to say amen, something wrong now. We're learning how to pull these ends together to make the power come down. So I give God praise today for First Lady and my Pastor LaRue, because that's his mama back there. Come on, Mama Sandy, wave. Be praying me through, praying me in and everything. And I just thank God, because I've been thinking maybe they came from some soul or something. Every now and then I have to pinch myself and I say, maybe was they raised by some black people or something? Then you got the question again. You say, well, maybe their neighbors was black. Come on, somebody, because you know what? You know, black neighbors can turn you out and white neighbors can too. Come on and give God some praise. It was one or the other, you know. They played on the playground together. Some soul fell in there somewhere. I'm just telling you, pig feet, collard greens, and cornbread. Just they ate it one time. I don't know if they ate it again. There's some soul down there. It's some love of God there that sees no color. They don't see my color. Come on, you better bless him. I'm not going to tell you when to say amen. They don't see this color. They see the God. And you got to be matured in the spirit where you don't see stuff no more. That you see God in things now. Come on, somebody. Ooh, I got some witnesses right here. You matured. You growing up. When you can identify God instead of things and people. And what people are about. They didn't ask what kind of car I had and where I worked. They just identified the God I served. Been serving him. And I thank God for my mother, because the church been trying to figure out, is she by herself? Is she just dropped down like an Enoch or something? Or what's going on? Did she just fall here or what? I know some people say, where's your family, baby? Come on. But I thank God I do have family. And my mother, Stan mother, and my sister here recording. These people, let me tell you briefly kind of probably what's happening. These people have carried me to where they just, now they've left me in the hands of HRC. Come on, somebody. They've carried me. And I would text and call and say where we needed to be, and we would gas up busloads. And they carried, I was thinking about it last night, to acknowledge to my family, to my mother, to my sister, that the seasons had just changed. But I can't forget that you were there the whole time, the whole 5, 6. I've been preaching for 10 years. They've been there. So it ain't like they just showed up today. Come on, somebody. They carried my ministry, Tina Vasquez ministry. They believed in it. And I thank God as well, because I have my former church family here. And I didn't have to beg these people to come in. I've churched with these people. I've laid hands and prayed with these people. And they thought it not robbery to come and say, no, I know that's a woman of God. If y'all just please stand, even Tammy, Taylor, Tiffany, y'all stand. These people support me. They run like crazy. They really do. Just a phone call. And I just want to thank them for getting the people here and all. And some people kind of know me. You know, you should have went to Bible study this past week. So we're not here to teach you Bible study. And we're not here to teach you how to be saved and stay saved this morning. Come on, somebody. We're here to just release a word to you from the love meeting that Pastor Anna has so trusted for me to come. Because she has a heart, L-O-V-E, for women. It's something about women. And it's something more major when they come together. Even when the men want to get in here, they can't get in here. Come on, somebody. Ain't no room. When you say a women's meeting, it's just no room. If you see them, if everybody just look back there, it's like, you better get out of here right now. Because if for what a married woman there, because if you're married like me, it's like, I'm going to get what I need right now. And not what you sitting beside me. Come on, somebody. Can I get a witness? I know about married women. But the women are special people, and we just want to release something special to them. And the Lord showed me a great revelation, and I didn't know who I was going to deal with and who I wanted you to think about why I released this. But I want to be mindful, not because it's Easter, but we just greet you in Happy Power Day and Resurrection Day, but not because of that. The Lord had been giving it, been said it. Use her. And he wanted me to come and show the revelation from Mary's life. Use Mary. And even when I thought of others, because I've heard Sharon call my ministry house of Deborah so much, even when I try to go to Deborah, even when I try to go over there to other ones, he said, use Mary. And that's just like you today, how the Lord is saying, I'm going to use you. Come on. The same way that he thought of a mission to be accomplished, he knew from the heavens, use Mary. Go to Mary. I want you to think about where she was even in her life for the Holy Spirit to even summons her. It's a revelation that she got summons to the heavens. Her spirit went before the Father. He said, use her. It's going to be her. And the same day, today, the Spirit of the Lord is expressing himself to you. I'm going to use you. Because when the Lord gets to a place, he says, I find no other. I find favor with you. And it's some women sitting here at pivotal points of your life, certain directions of your life, certain compasses of your life. You're sitting on an axis in the spirit, getting ready to go somewhere. Some of you sitting there don't know, do I go or do I stay? Some are sitting there wondering, is it my time or not? And then you wonder, did he say it or was it me? Come on and give God some praise. Because women are alike. We just get around each other and act like we're not. Come on, somebody. But truthfully, we try to come to a place to answer the next questions of the next seasons of our own lives. And when the Lord was talking to me about Mary, he said, let them know that you put everybody else first. And some of you sitting here have actually put yourself behind last. Not even last, behind last. But it's time to hear the Spirit of the Lord unction to you to say, it is you. It is you. This word today is going to confirm in your spiritual walk. Answer that question. Give you the right, because it came from the Father, that no longer will I be held back, but I'm going to go forward. Luke, the first chapter, the 26th verse, and I'm going to read it. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And that virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. After reading this, the Lord told me to write down the word carry, C-A-R-R-Y. And when I wrote down the word carry, I looked it up, and it means to wear, to hold, to have around you, to contain, capable of containing, to hold, to serve as an agency, or even to carry, you can be transporting. But the vessel is used to carry. And when she was summoned to the heavens, she was summoned not only by calling, by carry calling. Oh God, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. When it went up, he says, I want her to carry something for me. Come on, somebody. And it's real serious when the Lord is asking of you to carry something. And we all know the story about what it was to carry. We won't go into further detail, but we're going to highlight ourselves with Mary today. I sense the Lord saying, you have carried my beloved people, and now I must carry you. Just as Mary carried my son, my son then in return carried her. I am speaking today to confirm to all women that I am carrying you myself. Come on and give God some praise. Oh, come on and magnify him. I speak directly to you. Somebody say, I receive it. It's all kind of seasons in this house. Sometimes it's winter in here, and sometimes it's spring and summer, and sometimes it's fall. Amen. If you're a woman, you get four seasons. Amen. Isn't fair, but it's true. You get all four of the seasons. But the Lord is saying that you have carried something. You carried something to a place, to a point, to an end, that now he must carry you. And carrying you means that he's going to get you to your next place. Come on, somebody. And he used the awesome demonstration and illustration by speaking directly to me, saying that just like my servant Mary carried my son, in return, he turned around and carried her. In return, God is going to carry you. Prophetic word to females in this house is coming. And when I release this prophetic word, I want it to go within. I see all kind of antennas up. I hear ears popping. I just see folks saying distractions. You got to go because something to be said in this house. I see folks just getting it together spiritually, saying, not this time. I ain't going to miss it. Whatever God tell me now, I'm going to do it. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to some brave people. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to brave people, because there's some folks that we allow things to go around as seasonal and catch about 3 or 4 falls and 5 and 6 winters. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about your own self, your own life. The springs are good, but it don't feel good when you got to have the same spring and 5 different winters and the same thing. Don't you know that the seasons in your life should go through only 4 phases? I ain't going to go there, but I'm going to release it to you. That one thing that you should be able to conquer, to get over and go to the next place by 4 seasons in your life. Come on and give God some praise. Somebody ought to say, I don't need another winter. It was cold and it didn't feel good. Come on, somebody. Is it an amen in here? Now, I don't need another summer like that. It was hot and it didn't feel good. The timing of the Lord crept upon Mary and unctioned her. The prophetic word that I released to you today, because I'm learning by my dear precious pastors, Pastor Chuck and Pastor LaRue, about the moving of God. You just move in it. You don't have to church 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 hours all day long to get a move of God. Come on, somebody. You don't have to. And I'm learning great wealth of the Spirit of the Lord upon this leadership and this government and this kingdom and this apostolic mantle. Come on and give God some praise. I love it. I love it. But the prophetic word that I want to speak strongly in the spirit to you is female genders are coming to their defining moment. Somebody say defining. It just tastes like fine wine when you say it. Somebody say defining. It's people sitting in here, women today, are looking for a defining moment. A defining moment. God looks for nobody else. He only looks for you. And we prayed in the spirit and we've been in agreement that whoever would come up under the sound of my voice would hear this word and receive thereof. And I just bless the name of the Lord that the Lord is orchestrating and pulling together a defining moment for his women. There was a defining moment for Mary. Could nobody take it away from her? Could nobody change it? Could nobody twist it? They couldn't throw salt on it. They couldn't do nothing with her moment from God. Come on, give God some praise. I said earlier that he said, use Mary. Use Mary. Use Mary. Why, Lord? Because I want to use you. I want to use you. I got to use you. He has no choice. There's some women that's strong in here that's able to move and go and carry their ministry, their destinies, to the next place in God. So God finds favor today. You can call this moment your defining moment. Think about it. Think about it if you need a moment. Come on, somebody. I'm not talking about the irritation where you got to go in the room and tell the kids, give me 1 minute. And then when you open the door, they're still standing there. You just shut the door back again. I'm not talking about that moment when you see them coming. You just go the other way. I'm not talking about that moment. The moments that you really don't want to deal with. I'm talking about a defining moment that you can't reject. Something that you're not going to push, but you're going to pull to you. A moment that you say, I need a moment. I need a defining moment. I need something to define me and everything about me. Come on and give God some praise. So many times we are defined in our moments by titles. It's almost scary to get a title called a prophet now. You say prophet now, they gone. Yeah, they gone. Say first lady now. Oh, Jesus. Not my first lady. Amen. Not her. She be like, yeah, I'm first lady. What's up? What's up, Tina? Where you at? They do that. My pastor do that. Tina, where you at? I get Tina on y'all. Don't play. I'm not talking about when they say the evangelist and they tell you to come forward. You really don't even want to come forward. Because titles don't define you. Can I stop by real quick? Can I stop by your house real quick? A title don't define you. If you don't find real definition in the spirit, you can't work the title no way. Come on, somebody. If you don't get what come with it, I ain't talking about no label. We can print labels all day long. They got a way you can print labels at your house and put a label on you. There's no definition anymore. I got teachers in the house. I know I got two over here. Who else? Where's my teachers at? I know we got some teachers. Raise your hand. Amen. We got teachers in this house. We got administrators in this house. Come on, raise your hand, Joanne. We got people that orchestrate big time stuff. We got business people in this house. Come on, raise your hand, business people. Guess what? That don't define you. That don't define. It don't have enough to hold. Come on. It ain't enough substance wrapped in it to keep you. Because by the time you start letting it out to other folks that you've been carrying, you ain't got nothing left for yourself. Somebody say, nothing left for yourself. Glad you came today. So we are coming into a defining moment of the Lord. And every prophetic word that I have released probably in the last 3 to 5 years, other prophets have come behind and trailblazed. I guarantee you that people will bring this nation into another defining moment in the Lord. And it will be the whole body. But guess what? This morning, you're getting to treat women. You ought to bless the name of the Lord. You ought to bless God that he said, I want to bring you into your moment, Joanne. You ought to bless him, Brenda, because he said, you know what? You deserve a defining moment with me. Come on, somebody. He told me, don't wear your title. Just come yourself. Come on, somebody. Don't bring evangelists. Just leave that there. Just come on yourself down to me. I'm ready to give you a defining moment with me. Come on, somebody. Where something means something. Come on. You know it's happening for you. And that man didn't give it to you. God presented it to you. And you didn't reject it, but you accepted it. Come on, somebody. Some folks tell you, well, you need to do this. Do this. This defining moment, the charge, you won't give it back. You won't hand it back. You won't tell him, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lord. You're just so sweet. You're just so sweet for just blessing me like that. Some women sitting here, where is that? Where's my defining? Where is this moment? Give me the moment that Mary had, because nobody couldn't take it back. Come on, somebody. They'd even mess with her. She went through it. But the beginning word that was spoken by the angel Gabriel took care of everything that she was going through. Come on, somebody. Let me read this prophetic word. And it reads, from the Lord to you, I have erased all the good, the bad, and the ugly from your name and your life. With doing so, I have replaced all with my grace. Your defining moment means new definition. I have authorized you to live this moment out for the rest of your life. If you treat every day as a new day, you will see and experience change. Don't look for the earth to give you permission, because the heavens have already gave you permission. Come on and bless him. The Lord boldly says to you this morning, it's not you with a new attitude, it's you with a new definition. Oh, that's deep. He told me last night that with an attitude, you'll lose the attitude. If you have a good attitude about something and it don't go right, you're going to keep that same attitude about it. Women change attitudes like we change clothes. Come on, somebody. The car we said we wanted 6 months later, for some reason, we ain't told nobody yet, but we really don't care too much about that color. We really want that other color. The dress we picked out, we loved it when we was there. Got that bad book home, and it's just, you ain't gonna tell nobody. I just don't like it. Something happened from that attitude changed. You at the restaurant, trying to get you something decent to eat. Mine's between two entrees. And you pick the entree that you know when it comes to the table, your attitude already changed. I should have. This is not a season to get a new attitude. This is the season to get a new definition. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Romans 10 and 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Step into your moment. You have opportunity now of a lifetime. With new definition, you're able to move from this place to a bigger space. My Jesus. To get this moment, you have to be employed to the anointing. Somebody say, employ me today. You have to be employed. And I sent out a greeting letter to my group of intercessors. And I summons their spirits and saying, I'm making sure that you're still employed. Did you get the letter? Come on, somebody. They got the letter. I said, I want to make sure you're still employed with the anointing of God. I just want to make sure you ain't quit your job with Jesus. Come on, somebody. Because ain't no unemployment. Ain't none of that. You don't go, you can't call nobody on him. Come on, somebody. Oh, you better bless the name of the Lord with all this crisis going on. And unemployment money going on. To be employed to the anointing, you are hired to carry my purpose and my plans. Is anybody willing today? The kingdom of God is under control and not out of control. There's no chaos in my kingdom. My kingdom is not divided, but established by the spirit of wisdom. You are my agents in the earth, working in the earthly creation of God, but taking orders from the anointing of God. Let me repeat that to you again. He's talking about his kingdom, and he's letting us know that his kingdom is under control and not out of control. He's letting us know that his kingdom has no chaos in the kingdom. He's letting us know my kingdom is not divided, but established by the spirit of wisdom. You are agents in the earth, working in the earthly creation of God, but taking orders from the anointing of God. Come on and bless him. Where do your orders come from? It come from God. What you do come, your to-do list come from? It come from God. What you do from early rise, it comes from God. What you do about that situation, it comes from God. Somebody is being taught in here. It comes. He allowed me to see an earthly creation and you be in it. I'm in it. He said, you're only an agent, Tina. And tell them, don't forget, y'all working for me. Come on, somebody. But my father is a good employer. Come on, somebody. He's a good employer. He takes care of those that works for his anointing. I remember being up late at night, coming home and neglecting the whole family. They got to eat McDonald's instead of eating fried chicken. But the Lord has blessed us. Amen. Because why? When you do work for the Lord, God will come back around and bless your life. Somebody say it ain't worth it. You better tell them, yes, it is worth it. Somebody want to say, it ain't worth it to be out doing all. Yes, it is worth it. Hallelujah. Well, you got all those people. Yes, it is worth it to help this woman of God. Whatever she needs, we're going to pull together and help her. Somebody says, nah, I wouldn't do it. Well, you wouldn't do it, but I'm going to do it because I'm employed. Come on, somebody. I'm employed by the Almighty God. I got somebody to report to, and the Lord is bringing us into a moment. And this moment is a moment I can't miss. I'm not going to miss. This is the moment of new definition. And the Lord after that said, don't make the job hard. Come on, somebody. Don't make it hard. Look at your neighbor and say, stop making it hard. My pastor did an illustration right here. And he was like, oh, I just been in the kingdom of God. Praying all day. You know, suffering for the Lord. I love it when he did it. Could have been around folks like that. Suffering for the kingdom. The people just weigh on you. Heavy. Who caring? You or God? Come on, somebody. This anointing is easy. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. You come here, daughter. You need a job in the name of Jesus. We're going to release finance establishment in your house, and every bill that's going to be paid in Jesus' name. And let me know in a week if it don't come to pass, because we can fast and pray together. Come on, somebody. Sister Kyle may want, and they know how I am. When I start talking and they got a situation, I just start praying. I don't let you know I'm from the start. I just start. Come on, somebody. Because I'm employed. Come on, somebody. So my sister's trying to get in. My son, he has that CJ over there. Bless the name of the Lord. He healed in Jesus' name. You hear me? They tried to call me this week and say he was sick. Oh no, he healed in Jesus' name. We called, flew out. We destroyed a germ in Jesus' name. Kaya woke up in an attack this morning. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up, baby. Get up, baby, in the name of the Lord. Come on, somebody. Don't make it hard. Give the Lord a wave offering because y'all look beautiful. Is anybody enjoying this? Come on, somebody. Is anybody deserving of a moment right now? Some kind of moment, any kind of moment. Give me a moment. Give me something. Let me just be in a place. Let me get to a bigger space. Give me some type of moment with the Lord. Any kind, little bit, big, it don't matter. Something. Give me a definition. Define my life. A what? Define my life. Say it with me. Define my life. Come on, tell the Lord one more time. Define my life. Come on. Define it. They said I was a pastor, the evangelist, the prophet, the wife, the mother, the second mama, the adopted mama. I mean, come on, the daughter. It's so much. There's not a real definition in it. It's not enough. Because I find myself rejecting back. I'm not always acceptable. Sometimes you're tired of being a mama. Come on, somebody. Oh, Jesus. How many did I have? Three. Thank you, Father, right now. Yes, I'm still married. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Tracy, hey, baby, come here. And you know when you get around mama, she wants you to do this and this and this and this. I'm like, this is my mama. That's my mama. Mama, what you want? What you want, mama? Yes, mama. Yes. We got it. Yeah, we brought it. We got everything. Yeah, mama, we here. We here, mama. Just smile. Yes, mama. And my sister there. You know I ain't gonna. I said, come on, yeah, mama. Hey, we here. Hey. It's not enough definition. It's not enough holding me in what people have placed over me and what I've been birthed into. Because you can't change it. Come on, somebody. Some stuff can't be reversed. But if you get a moment like Mary, you may get a new definition of blessed and highly favored, and you can carry my son to the earth. Come on. Some things will never be reversed on this side. Oh, let me say it again. Somebody's struggling. Let me say it. Some things will never be reversible. Some things you'll never be able to go back and change. But new definition raise you to a point of level of standard in the spirit. That you'll stand. And you won't stand by the name of Mary. You'll stand by your own birthright name. See, when Mary got to a place, oh, she said, I'm Mary. Come on, somebody. When you get there, I'm Tina. And I've been sent. I have definition now. Embrace your defining moment. Hold it. Embrace it. Receive it and know that it's good for your life. And one last, we have a lot of leaders in here. Raise your hand. Don't be afraid. We ain't gonna make you preach and pray. Come on, somebody. Come up here and read the scripture. We got leaders in here. And we don't want you in the spirit to get tired of leading. We don't want you to say, this is too heavy. This is too much. We want you to stay employed by the anointing. But when you stay employed by God under his supervision, he summons your spirit to heaven. And he says, it's time for a defining moment. If women are real with themselves, like I feel in this room, you know, like someone's, girl, let me tell you, you keep doing that because God see that. And not only do he see it, he is going to reward you. Let me tell you about Mary, a little nobody. And the favor that she carried was remarkable. It was remarkable. Just by the mentioning of her name. And she got to a place in the spirit. They didn't even know her name. But they knew what she was carrying. Oh, God. There got to be something prophetic that Anna had everybody say their name. We always flowing together. Sometimes we get in trouble together. But this defining moment is so strong and spiritual that you're not going to really have to say your name. And even by saying the first name, by saying Anna, by saying Pam, they're going to already know you're carrying something. When they ask you, who are you? Where you come from? You tell them, I'm Lori. Come on, somebody. I've had rude people. Rude people. Well, what is your name? Tina. And everything was silent. Come on, somebody. Your defining moment will hold itself up. And to the leaders, I'm just going to say this and we're going to pray, is that neither calling or looked up to be greater than the other, because the Lord is saying that I'm speaking to people in here that's either lead people or called to leaders. I'm talking to women today. Either you're called to lead or you're called to a leader. How powerful is that? I'm talking to you today. One of the two. We play a role together. Neither callings are looked upon to be greater than the other. But each requires you to be employed to the anointing. Nothing. I mean, this, what I'm getting ready to say is powerful. It's powerful. Nothing this day forward, nothing on the earth will manifest or prosper without the anointing of God. Nothing. You better tell your neighbor, don't do it without the anointing. Don't do it without the anointing. You can tell your sister tonight, let me encourage you, do it with God. Some people don't understand the anointing. What? What? Do it with Jesus, the Savior, baby Jesus. I love that word, baby Jesus. Nothing is going to manifest. Nothing is. We've got to a place that now we know it ain't going to happen. You're wasting your time. Well, some people think if you fix it up real good, come on, somebody. Some situations, if you put a little base of makeup and blush and mascara on it, sometimes it makes it more ugly, and it's bad when we see the ugly and you don't even recognize it. It's just a hot mess. Come on, somebody. We can make things worse. And we think it's good. And the folks looking at us, bless the Lord, yeah. Anna's good at that. Yeah, that's good. No, she's not. It's time for the truth. Not only help yourself, but help somebody else. Stop walking in counterfeit with people. Will you accept that? Stop walking in deceitfulness with people. Can you accept that? Can we come together and put an end to it? We're going to cut this thing because you ain't been right for 3 years. Come on, somebody. I prayed for you last night. Pray for me for what? That's how it is. They're offended. But don't you know that it alters your definition? It alters your meaning in your relationship with God when you hit yourself below the belt. How do you hit yourself below the belt? Because you allow a counterfeit and deceitful spirit and you come in agreement with what's not right. That's That's not right. That's not right. But guess what? Let's pray and make it right. Come on, somebody. We can make it right. We can come together. And don't be an offender. Don't be the one to offend, because this defining moment, everything in your life is going to stand up straight. Everything is going to just stand up. So when you're coming around different situations of old, you have an opportunity now to make it right. Amen, somebody. There's some real women in here. We're going to make it right. I remember being married for 7 years and didn't want to be married no more, but didn't know how to say it. Once I said, I don't even want to be married anymore. My husband said, oh, I'm going to start praying for you now. Come on, somebody. He made it right. He made it right. So what you going to fake and shake for the eternity for? As soon as I said it, he made it right at the altar. And that hit me. And now I see the fruit of my marriage. Come on, somebody. Now I can see some fruit because I came out of deceitfulness. Come on, somebody. What I couldn't say, I can say now. Come on. It hurts, but it's defining my life to walk in truth under the Almighty of God, that my mouth is piercing. Piercing that the anointing will go forward and do what it needs to do. Why? Because deceit and counterfeit and any kind of other definition is not going to entangle itself with me. Let me release this. Let me get this off of me. We are carriers, and it's easy to carry junk. What? It's a few real women. It's easy to get some junk in your trunk. Stay in the spirit, stay in the spirit. It's easy. That's why your defining moment, you stand in truth with God on what he said. And I just want to say, before we do an altar call and we release you into this moment, is that there may be some married women in here, and I felt the spirit of control, and the control was so bad that when I saw the faces of the women, the faces were gone. And I said, what happened to the faces? The Lord said, that is identity. The identity is gone. And I want to encourage you today that if you are up under the spirit of control in your household, that the Lord told me to tell you one thing and one thing only. If this is a husband, a boyfriend, or a fiance, it doesn't matter. But if I'm talking to you, the Lord told me to tell you that he is not God. And sometimes those places play very resemble when it comes to a worship. That man is not God. Come on and bless him. That's it. Oh, come on and bless him. Somebody getting free. We may not have to deal with it. Me and my sister were celebrating yesterday. We ain't got to deal with it. I ain't got to deal with it. But somebody else is getting free. We don't be selfish when somebody come out. It didn't look good, daughter, when I saw the women's faces vanished. And I couldn't identify them no more. But we break today the spirit of control over the women. We break that today. If you can't be married, if you can't get in your moment, what else are you going to do? Come on, somebody. If you can't rise today, what else are you going to do? Oh, glory be to God. If you can't run to your Lord, come on, somebody. And allow him to give it to you the way he say he gonna give it to you. Come on. And ain't nobody gonna dictate it, because the way he say it's gonna be, that's the way it's gonna be. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Stand to your feet and get excited about Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to pray briefly. Chris, if you can give me something today, I want to pray for real women. I know there's women that was contacting me. We got prayer partners here. We got warriors here. Joanne need to be on the altar praying. Pastor Anna need to be on the altar praying. We're going to pray today. We want the women to come forward. And what we believe here is that if Pastor Anna pray for you and you want to come over to Joanne's line or my line, we're going to feel free and be open. But officially, I want to release in this atmosphere what's happening is that you're coming under the authority of your defining moment. You're coming under a new definition where the Lord says, I have erased the good, the bad, and the ugly. I have erased it. And I have authorized. I have given permission for you to come into your defining moment of new definition.